And welcome, Hoosier fans, to another edition of Banner Morning, recorded on Friday, August 17th, 2018. I'm Jared Morris, and we are now 43 days away from Hoosier hysteria. In schedule news, we learned two more little nuggets about the non-conference schedule yesterday. Nugget one, Indiana's game against Montana State will be the second game of the season on November 9th, sandwiched between the cream puff opener against Chicago State and the home tilt against Marquette in the Gavitt games. Nugget 2, Indiana's home game against UC Davis will take place on November 23rd, which is just a few days prior to the Hoosiers' trip to Cameron Indoor to face Duke. And remember that UC Davis is expected to be a good team this year, number 77 in Bart Torvik's preseason rankings, so that will be a sneaky tough matchup that opens a difficult stretch during which Indiana will face UC Davis, then Duke, then two Big Ten opponents, then Louisville, then Butler. So we should have a pretty good idea what kind of team we have after that stretch is finished. For more analysis on the non-conference schedule, listen to our most recent episode of The Assembly Call, episode 420, as well as this week's edition of Podcast on the Brink. In recruiting news, Jamius Ramsey, a four-star guard who will be attending Oak Hill Academy this year, announced on Twitter that Indiana is among his final 10 schools as elite high school prospects continue to push the limits of how many logos can fit on one social media graphic. On this date in IU history, Chicago native Michael Herman surprised a lot of people when he signed a letter of intent to play at Indiana, becoming the first Chicago Public Schools League player to sign with Indiana in 24 years. He would join an impressive recruiting class that included Andre Patterson, Charlie Miller, Neil Reed, and Rob Hodgson. However, Herman's IU career would barely last one season. He left the team for several days as a freshman and had his scholarship revoked in April of 1995 for, quote, academic and communication reasons. During his one season in Bloomington, Herman appeared in 28 games, starting 17, and averaged 6 points, 3.1 rebounds, and 3.4 assists per game. He would not play Division I college basketball again. My thanks to IU Artifacts for contributing to this report. And we have two birthdays today. Happy birthday to Dan Dockich and to Antoine Randall L. Dockich played at Indiana from 1981 to 1985. His most productive season came as a senior when he averaged 5.3 points and 2.7 assists per game. His most memorable moment was in the 1984 NCAA tournament when he was part of a strong team defensive effort that held the foul-plagued Michael Jordan to just 13 points in a surprising win over number one-seeded North Carolina. Dockich would go on to serve as an assistant under Bob Knight for 12 seasons before becoming the head coach at Bowling Green. He also served a short stint as Indiana's interim head coach in 2008 after the firing of Kelvin Sampson. Upon not receiving the Indiana head coaching position full-time, Dockich traded in his whistle and clipboard for a microphone as he became a member of the media. As a full-time member of the media, Dockich provides color commentary on ESPN and hosts an afternoon radio show in Indianapolis. Randall L. had a modest basketball career at Indiana. He played one season under Bob Knight, appearing in 11 games and averaging 1.5 points per game. Oh, and when he wasn't playing basketball, Randall L. was rewriting the college football record books, becoming the first player in college football history to record 2,500-plus total yards in four consecutive seasons and the first player to pass for 40 touchdowns and run for 40 touchdowns in a career. He finished sixth in the Heisman Trophy balloting his senior year before embarking on a successful Super Bowl-winning NFL career with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thank you for listening to today's Banner Morning. Remember that you can catch the replay of Assembly Call Radio, which was broadcast live on Thursday night, and hit the podcast feed soon thereafter. We discussed the non-conference schedule, the Big Ten, and how Romeo and Juwan stack up against the nation's best players. It will be episode number 420 in your podcast feed, or you can watch the replay on YouTube. Have a great weekend. Banner Moment will be back. Banner Morning will be back on Monday. Until then, keep your elbows in and your eyes on the rim, and go Hoosiers.